morning, Michael.
Hello.
So, yeah, you went to see Senna. So you went to see, it's a documentary, one presumes, about Ayrton Senna.
Yes, yeah, it was a fantastic film, or film documentary, whatever you want to call it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So are you a racing fan?
Yeah, big F1 fan. Watched it, well, ever since I can really remember, so a good 15, 20 years of watching it. So,
is it the kind of film that only someone that knows about racing and that would appreciate, or would someone like me enjoy it, do you think?
I did think that at first. I thought, oh, do you know what, this is a non-sort of F1 lover film, but it's quite an interesting sort of story as well. Ooh. Sort of following his life in F1,
mm-hmm.
You kind of see him as a person as well. It's not just about racing. There is a bit, it's about his personal life and how he's actually quite a shy guy and quite patriotic as well.
Now,
Brazil.
Obviously, he died some time ago now, before perhaps we were so celebrity-obsessed as we are now. So I'm imagining there's probably not that great a deal of footage. You know, like nowadays, if you were to make a film of Lewis Hamilton, there's so much footage available. So what's it done like? Is there lots of footage, or is it lots of racing footage? Is it interviews with people who knew him? How's it done?
He's actually pretty much on screen for the whole film from start to finish. So I was quite amazed with that. I thought there would be more sort of cutbacks to, you know, interviews with people like Murray Walker and all that kind of thing. But there's a lot of racing footage, as you can probably imagine. But there's also like private camcorder footage from like holidays and things when he's off with his family, which is quite mad. And sort of clips from when he was on TV in Brazil when he went home, and sort of he donated loads and loads of money to Brazilian charities, which you would never have known about if you just watched F1. So there was lots of insights into his character.
Mm.
Now, one of my friends who's a girl who went to see this, she loved it and she came out crying. Is it a bit of a tearjerker?
Yeah, definitely. It's probably the most right at the end. I mean, I can't really spoil it for anyone because everyone knows what happened. But at the end, it obviously shows the sort of big racing weekend where it all happened. And it's because there was obviously another person that died the day before he did on that race. And it's just, it does get you. You do think, oh, you know, it's quite an emotional part anyway, you know, sort of knowing when it's coming. But you're obviously seeing a lot of footage that they didn't show on the race day because they felt it was too, obviously too shocking to show live on race day, but they've shown it in the film, and it's quite quite heart-wrenching, yeah.
I mean, that sounds pretty powerful.
Yeah.
We always say, film. What would you give it out of 10?
I'd give it a 9.5 out of 10.
9.5 out of 10. Whether you like F1 or not, you should enjoy it. You see, people don't often think about going to the cinema to watch a documentary, but does it need to be seen on the big screen, you think?
I think it has more of an impact, yeah, definitely on the big screen. And even from a racer's point of view, just listening to the actual noise of the racing and the engines in that massive arena is just fantastic.
Of course. And seeing Murray Walker's face as big as you've never seen it before, one hopes. thanks very much for coming on. Anybody you want to say hello to before you go?
Well, just a big hello to everyone that's listening. And go and see it. Definitely go and see that film.
Wicked. There's Michael, who went to see Senna over at the Odeon in Hatfield, which is still showing this week. You can get along and see that. Thanks very much, mate. That was an excellent review. Take care. Ta-da.
No worries. Cheers. Bye.